Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Everyone, and happy Monday. I'm so excited to be with all of you today. It is, oh my goodness, I don't even know the date. No, I'm only teasing. It is 2/24/2025. I am really excited to be with all of you. I hope you can hear me, guys. Okay. I'm definitely in a quacky mood. I'm warning you all. You are. This is Kat, and you are listening to the Intuition Hour. I'm having a little dose of the sillies, which is probably good for you guys, but it also means that the energy is lifting a little bit. And I know you're all coming off of Mark's show, which I'm sure is amazing. And I know that you're all raring to go. I'm also excited about taking your questions today. I feel like when the energy starts to lift a little bit, we can always catch certain messages, or perhaps it almost feels like the spirit. I always lean into the Holy Spirit energy, and I can always tell when it's a little bit lighter and easier to connect, and it's just really, really nice. I'm also welcoming those of you listening for the first time. We have a Facebook page. I am taking questions in the chat room today. It's titled 1-2 Radio over on Facebook. And we are a closed private group, so no one outside can see what we're saying, but we could see amongst each other. So please, I welcome you to share anything and everything that is pretty much acceptable in here. And it is definitely a safe space to connect and release some of your worries, releasing some of your fears. I definitely intend on doing some of that. I could tell that the energy for many of you already, we've been a little bit, you can tell when it's high connectivity mode. I'm definitely going to take a look at you, Maya. Good morning, Gail, to you and Laura, Lynn, Renee. It's nice to see you. Ms. Perez, I'll talk to you too. Maureen, hi. I definitely feel like there's a lift, but it's going to be, I think patience is always a virtue, right? But I'm excited because I could tell the energy shifting. I know Mark, I'm sure he talked to you about the Venus retrograde and stuff. But one thing I just want to say about that is what I intend to do. And I definitely feel, depending on, of course, what your chart dictates in your life and that and all of that, I always try to remind you all, no matter what happens, sometimes we look at something, a specific transit or many together. We have to remember to look at all of it together, because sometimes a little too much focus on something negative will take away from the 10 things that are going on that's positive. And I wanted to remind you of that today, even going and really seeking your higher power and going above it, no matter what is happening in the sky, because we have to think of the creator who aligned all of this for us. And as humans, we're here on this planet and really absorbing so many different layers and levels of living, in that we have all of the activity in the universe, both human and non-human, and definitely remembering that we can always take it another level, or we can always remind ourselves to look at more of the glass half full instead of half empty. I think the Venus retrograde, one of the things I wanted to talk about briefly before I answer your questions, is to really look at it in inverted way, but of course, that's just an easy shortcut to the whole truth. And that is, remind yourselves during this cycle what you like, why you like it. Maybe you like something a little too much, and perhaps even releasing some of that too much and bringing more balance and harmony into your heart space, and also really understanding what your likes and dislikes are, even regarding take a look at yourselves, take a look at pat yourself on the back more, really learn how to like yourself as well as love yourselves. And I think that's very, very important to like yourself. And then make sure you're surrounded by things that you like or you enjoy. And perhaps you'll go through a time when you'll say, you know, what kind of excess do I have in my life? I was having a little chat with a great friend this morning, and it's interesting because the word, you know, as human beings, we all have some type of addiction quality or nature, you know, what are we addicted to? How many things can you balance, or how many things perhaps can you release in order to move forward into a more healthy, loving state of self, you know? So I'm thinking about all this for Venus retrograde. I'm also believing that I'm trying to, as far as positive affirmations, this is a really good time to tell yourself positive things, because I think with the retrograde, it's any of the retrogrades, especially Venus, Mercury together, I know they're going to cross over or whatnot. I think that it's really easy to start downplaying certain things in ourselves that we really don't want to deal with. And now we can deal with them. And so always remember, I feel, to use some of these things for your highest good, and to really, I will definitely talk to you about the new moon. Well, I'm not going to talk about the new moon. We're going to leave that up to the amazing astrologers on the site, but I definitely want to do some readings about the new moon for you, okay? We'll do that. I laugh about the Pisces energy, especially with this cycle that we're in, because I think it's more about, I love Pisces because it's a truth revealer. Only through, how do I say this and make sense out of it? It's really a truth giver. It's a truth giver. It is a truth giver. Only after you get to the point of uncovering certain aspects or certain things, and we can dig deeper and we can really look at so many past life things are coming up. It's like a really heightened time to get to maybe some past life connection or some maybe quote unquote karmic ties. Some of these things really, really releasing, speaking of Venus retrograde and addiction, anything or perhaps even in an easy way, when we want to give something up. Mark Husson, I'm going to shout out to him, because he knows at one time he explained something about how to release certain things in an organic way or a more authentic way, in that it doesn't have to be difficult. If you all, and I at one time, I mean, even Coke Zero, I have to stay away from it, because if I have like a sip of one, I want the whole thing. If I, and I'm using this as an example, there have been many other things that I could use as an example, but you know, where I'm coming from and what I'm trying to say. My walking, you know, if I don't get those 10,000 steps in, then I'm like freaking out and really weird, like. And I know you all do this as human beings. Everyone has something weird that they want to release or let go of. That doesn't have to be so difficult. And I'm thinking, getting prepared for the end of this Neptune in Pisces cycle, where Neptune's going to go into Aries. We're coming into, I know that it's going to go direct and then retrograde. I know we're going to have a year through to 26. But with that being said, I think it's a great time to start thinking about what is it that is no longer serving a purpose in your life, that you feel a little, you know, and everybody's afraid of that word addiction, but it's very true. As human beings, we can get addicted to many, many good things, many, many negative things, people, places, things, whatever it is.
And so I think it's a good time to really look at that aspect of yourselves and not have to be in panic mode to say, oh, I'm never going to have that last drink, or I'm never going to have that last cigarette, or I'm never going to do this, or I'm never going to do that. Instead of like, soften that energy a little bit and accept what it is and say, you know, this isn't a bad thing, but if I turn it into something bad, I become rebellious and want to do it more. And I think Pisces uncovers a lot of this. So lean into that a little bit, start preparing yourselves. If there's anything you want to give up in your life that you know no longer serves a purpose, if there's, again, places, people, things, whatever it may be, any kind of habits, any kind of reactions to certain things. It's like, if we don't make it a bad thing, we don't become rebellious against it. We become one with it and we release it. And one day you wake up and it's gone. Or one day perhaps it's more balanced, or whatever it is that you have to do with that. And I love this vibe for that. I love revealing certain things in this Pisces cycle that really can't, we don't really want to dig deep around the calendar year, but now we do. So I think it's a great thing to think about and prepare yourselves for moving ahead. And I think we're going to see a lot of this. I think we're going to see a lot of bringing better things into our lives, especially when the sun goes into Aries and the springtime comes. You'll be wanting to move around a bit more, and I love that. So we're going to be moving a lot more and preparing ourselves for that. So we start from within. What kind of gifts do you have that you want to share with the world, but that negative self-talk is holding you back? You know, I feel some of this too emerging from you every single day. When we're in class, I am excited. I want to just mention we are in class every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. We're working our way through a lot of things, and I could tell everyone is really embracing this, and I appreciate you all so much. It is definitely an experience of connection, and it brings more connection and even like perhaps it heightens maybe your mission and in life, or even what you like and what you don't like. As I'm saying with the Venus retrograde, how does it serve a higher purpose for you? But we're loving class, and I appreciate you all so much. So I just want to mention we're in there definitely. And it's always something that sets us, I don't want to say set us straight, but maybe on a path that flows a little more smoothly. And I really like that. Spiritually, mentally, spiritually, physically, aligning smoothly is a really challenging thing to do day to day. But when we have those beautiful moments, those miraculous moments of knowing this is happening, it's a really great experience, you know? And so I do believe that the Venus retrograde is going to do some of this. And if you want to bring something new into your life, I believe this is when it's going to happen. So let me come into the room. I'm done on my rant. Does anybody have any questions? I'm definitely happy to take them. I see questions in the room, so I'm going to come in without further ado. And good morning to all of you. If I didn't call you out, please know I see everyone. I also want to remind you, good morning. Eva, you have been on my brain for the last couple of days, so I'm coming to you first. Let me just say hi to everyone coming in. And let me take a peek at you here. You know, it's interesting. She has a question. I'm glad that it's resonating. Yeah, you've been on my mind, even in my psyche, definitely thinking of you. And every now and then somebody really jumps at me, and I think and I send good thoughts, and I definitely connected with you in recent days energetically. I felt you. She says, if time permits, please look at my relationship with my youngest brother, Peter, which was always challenging. I let it go, but he is dear to my heart. You know, I think we can mistake certain, especially with our siblings. And I have a brother, Peter, so we share that as well. I think everybody has certain challenges within himself emotionally, your brother, that is definitely holding back. I think he felt misunderstood as a child. I think the connection with one of your parents, I don't want to say too much and you know, your family and whatnot, but I will say this. He's definitely carrying some childhood trauma, and I know he is confused about it. Some of us are meant to heal certain things and some of us are not, at whatever, you know, the reason for that. I also believe he feels like he's fine. And so that gets a little conflicted. And I think some of the projection comes out on you. And I also think he has a few things going on that he wants to take an easier approach. So he has a lack, an inability to communicate properly with you. Let me just take a peek moving ahead. I have a sense and that you will reconnect. So I want to say that, and I mean that wholeheartedly. I do not feel like it's going to be overnight. And I hope that the reason is because it has to be an appropriate timing for both of you. And I do hope that helps. Okay. So let me take a peek. And let's take a look at you. Okay. I think he thinks his beliefs or whatever he believes is, and everybody has people like this in their lives. And sometimes we get through phases that everybody has these things. It's a little contorted, you know? Wow, I definitely feel that.
Returning, as I said, I don't really feel like it's going to be forever and a day either. I definitely feel like he's going to, you'll communicate again, you'll connect. The outcome looks very, very good. He's pretty hard on himself as well right now. He hasn't been feeling good emotionally. I do feel there's some demons in the past coming out of him, and I definitely feel like you'll need to connect. Yeah, I mean, you'll connect again, and happily, no doubt. So they're also showing, I think you can hold a space for him and even energetically welcome a reconciliation. And sometimes we say writing a psychic letter or the letter that's never really physically sent, but it is psychically sent. And I feel good about that. And I hope that makes sense. I think you should consider doing that. Write him a psychic letter and tell him what you would like for, you know, to happen. And I do believe during these the deeper moments, especially with the retrogrades, I think that it can really, you know, bring things to the surface and maybe him back, you know, back to you even sooner, if that makes sense. Okay. So I'd love the idea of a letter. I think everyone should do that when the energy, especially through these water cycles, I think our thoughts are heard. And our thoughts, you know, we say, we get called to certain experiences. You are definitely not intended to stay away from him forever. That is a promise. And I do believe writing a psychic letter would be really positive. And so let's see how that works out. Okay. And you let me know. I don't think it's going to take long if you do. And as you do, okay. You'll definitely reconnect. Sometimes people are in a little bit of denial. And what we as empaths understand, Kay Dragon, good morning to you. Kay is in the chat. I'm just seeing you now. So nice that you're here. Kay is a one to listen psychic advisor. And I'm so grateful that you're with us. You know, I think sometimes we forget that people project their, no offense, shit onto us. And then we take it personally because we absorb it as empaths, and then it turns into like a bit of a mess, you know? And so we have to kind of step back,
think about why this person is becoming, and this is for all of you, really, in any relationship that you're in where you're feeling that absorption of it, or taking it personally, or thinking he's never going to treat somebody else the way he treats you. And reality is that's not true either. So I think a lot of people get slack. All of you have these enormous gifts within you that are there for a purpose and there also to help others. And I feel when you have, it's almost like, why do we have to become obsessed with we become obsessed with what we contain within us. And when we do, and it's a positive thing, we always seem to have to ward off like the ghosts of the past, or perhaps the poking from others, or the judgment from others, or the criticism, and all of these things that go on around us take place internally because we start taking it on as if it were our own thoughts, and it's not. So I feel for some of this here. So I think sometimes we feel judged by people that really don't even consider thinking about you, never mind judging you. You know what I mean? So what do they say? It's like none of our business what someone else is thinking of us. And that's why. And so I hope that makes sense to some of you today. And I feel a little bit of that about your brother as well. I think he feels misunderstood, and it started way back when. And I do hope that helps. Okay. All right. Let me see who's next here. Pamela said she, and you always raise like great points. And this is what I'm speaking a little bit about here. She's saying she can't seem to get out of her own way. I think many people feel like this right now. And I do believe that. And somebody said, well, we can't. Sometimes we blame the planets. We can't blame the planets for everything. We want to rise above it. We want to use our challenges for our improvement and learning and moving forward. And somehow when we overcome certain things, we definitely propel forward. And anytime we run into opposition, that means you're really going to move forward. And it's like a sign. And we have to take these things as challenges that we can overcome and move forward towards. And I do hope that makes sense. And let me see, Mindy, where did you go? Let me see. Let me take a look at you all the way around, okay? All right, here we go. Mindy is next. I see all of you coming in and I'm grateful for that. All right, let's take a look all the way around here. Hey, Mindy. All right, here we go. I actually feel like there is a fire sign I do see a fire sign. Here's a couple of things that I'm seeing. So we have, you have to decide whether you want to move forward or keep looking back, you know, and that's one huge thing. And when, and I mean that in a double, it's almost like two layers of what I'm saying, because in a specific way, it's like, can you release the past and just move forward towards what you know and love? And release some of the maybe issues or entanglements that held you back like this? Or, and can you, and I already know the answer to this moving forward, can you really move forward now into your truth and a higher calling for what you're supposed to be doing on this, this, you know, in this life, right? Because you have this calling. And what I do see is there is a fire sign male who is going to help you moving ahead. There is a lot of truth. I do see a potential move also. And it's almost like a domino effect. Once you pass a test, there's a test. The universe is throwing tests at you. You are now under, like, sometimes I want to kick and scream, but it's the truth, like where the universe tests us or God tests us or however you want to look at it, and that they want you to take care of you first. And then somebody's coming to assist you, but it's not who you think it is. It's new energy. And I also see a breakthrough coming within a month's time. When the sun is in Aries, you'll really be moving ahead. I almost see a written test of sorts, but I feel like it's a metaphor as well for a life test ahead. And you're going to pass that with flying colors. I do see better energy when the sun goes into Aries. I also feel like right now it's deciding, like we said, about releasing what we no longer need, balancing and becoming more harmonious from within. And that peace of mind and that state of mind will bring you what you're looking for, but you're being called to a higher purpose that you're supposed to be fulfilling ahead. And that's what I feel like will come. Have to start to turn. And that doesn't mean if it, sometimes we have to shake out like what has happened or become aware of the positive things that we possess and our gifts and what we have to share with the world is like no other human alive, you know? Everyone has an uncommon, unique gift that God, I say God, but the universe, whatever your higher power, whatever you believe is your deepest connection here, spiritually. Everyone has this uncommon dominant gift that is within us, you know? And it's a calling. But sometimes we're blinded by other people or other things, or perhaps a wrong decision we made 20 years ago and we can't get over it. And then we go get into this victim mode. And so there's a little bit of that going on, but moving forward is really what's going to carry make you aware of what you have from within that everything else in your life has been kind of blocking. And so I think you're going to bust free from all of that. And the bottom line is we can't lose what we have if we use it. And I feel like that's what you have to start to do. Utilize what you know are your gifts, and you know yourself better. You'll know yourself better moving forward by releasing some of this other stuff, but you have to make the decision to move forward. I don't believe this time. I think what you should magnify, you have been shrinking, and what you shouldn't magnify needs to shrink. And that is definitely what I feel. And for those of you on a path of trying to achieve certain things, or perhaps you feel stuck, because as human, everybody's been a little bit of stuck. I'm sorry, I'm blaming that Mars retrograde, but in any case, it did feel like a little quicksand, you know, or mud or whatever you want to call it. I think we have to learn how to magnify and amplify some of the more positive things that we want to go after and let it over penetrate our thoughts, or perhaps like really look at the depth of what we have to grab in the world instead of what has been taking that away from us. And so I always say, how did I say it? Is it snap, point, click? Click. I do all these crazy little things in my head to try to shrink any negative energy, even if it is like a mindset. And I talk about Pisces uncovering the truth. Yeah, well, first you got to get through, you got to take your rose colored glasses off, because that's really what it can do. And I'm shouting out to C.A. Brooks, who, of course, my favorite Pisces. She does that. She has a way. And I know it's just a little fire in her chart, right? But I'm using it as an example about taking off the rose-colored glasses, because you can get to the truth about so many things if you magnify the good and shrink, or, you know, you have to start seeing that negativity that's holding you back as a lesser entity in your world. And I really feel this for everyone right now. And so we become less hostile, I think, when we can positive self-talk instead of negative self-talk. And I believe that for all of us as humans. And it's not always easy. And it sounds so easy when I speak it, but it's very, very real. Our thoughts can become things, specifically at certain times of our year or whatever is going on, you know, more so than others at times. And I know you're going to have a breakthrough within a month's time. And I say a month because I don't feel like it's going to happen overnight. I think you're working towards some new goals, and I really think you're going to be surprised. I feel this is a time more than ever before that you can move forward to brand new. And I really hope you heed what I'm saying. Okay. All right. I am so happy you're here. Hello, my beautiful godson, right back at you. I'm so glad you're here this morning. Good morning to you. Hope you're staying nice and cozy up there. I'm going to call you soon. This week we'll chat. I've been thinking about you a lot, and I'm definitely excited to talk, okay? All right. I'm going to have to bring you out and about and say hi soon to everyone. All right. I'm happy you're here. Talk about my little Leo lion. And let me know how you're doing, please. Thank you. Pamela says this isn't a question, but she's had a lot of people that have passed show up in her dreams. Is anyone else going through this right now? I've been hearing a lot. I do believe it's a lot of the like Pisces, the we're getting into that intense Pisces time. I do believe this is happening to people, the dreaming. Sometimes we may be thinking of someone or something during the day. I know my dreams have been a little insane lately. I know many of you, has anyone been seeing their past loved ones more so than usual? And yes, Pamela, I have heard this. And I always blame the planets for everything. So I hope that helps. Right now, hold on a second. All right, here we go now. Let me go ahead and refresh the page and come on back in. I'm going to see if anybody has anything to say about their dreams. I love you too, Mindy. Anyone else? But Pamela, I have heard a lot of stories about this. Without worry, you know, I know sometimes we get a little, it's like, okay, is somebody trying to tell us something? And typically that's not true. Maybe someone wants to, I think ask for messages that'll come through, and I don't feel like, I know it's jarring at times, but I really do believe it's okay. And I sometimes feel like it's a sign that we're being protected by our loved ones as well. And to remind us that there are two worlds out there, you know, we have our physical reality, we have our spiritual existence, that, you know, there is something bigger and better out, you know, that's created us here. And so I think it's really a combo of all of these things. All right. I know the energy is a little intense, so let me just keep moving over here. Where is that moon? And somebody asked me about the moon cycles too. I talk about that a lot because I really truly believe in them. And I think that this is another thing. I don't know if it's a rose colored glasses thing or not, but I always know that after, I always say, okay, we're in a moon cycle for 2.4 days. We can handle this, you know, or whatever it is. And we always know there's going to be a change in that amount of time. So it always gets better, no matter what we do. I love that you had a dream about, Tara says she dreamt about me yesterday. I love that. And I appreciate that. That means I have a message for you. So let me come back in here and take a look at if there's any questions. Okay. I'm having stomach issues. Is it just the stress? Do you take probiotics? Of course, I'm not a physician. I cannot diagnose or suggest anything without first saying it would be great to go ask your physician if you can take a probiotic safely. I do feel that would be really good. I'm also seeing, feel like you're intolerant of something that you may have eaten, to tell you the truth. I don't know if it's a little too spicy. I don't know if it's a little too, something that is really sensitive in your tummy. All right, here we go. Let me take a look at you, okay? All right. For some reason, guys, I'm missing a lot of your messages, so I want to come in and see what's happening. Tara, I'm going to take a peek. Okay, she's taking probiotic. Okay, so she knows what she ate. So let's, I do believe that's the truth. Okay, I think you answered your question on what it was. And let me just take a peek, okay? Because I was going to say I felt something a little fatty, so you'll get over this quickly. Okay, hold on though. Let me just make sure I'm not missing anything else, but I'm not feeling that. So I feel pretty good that this will be over quick. Quickly. Yes, indeed. But Tara, I feel like you're at a heightened sensitivity right now. And emotionally, something is bothering you, which is also coming up. Oh, you're worried about your dad. Okay. So I feel this. I feel like this is emotional layer as well, and you will clear some of this now. And I also believe that you, again, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like your GI system is definitely shouting at you. So I think you're going to have to be a little more scaled back on some of these things that you know are bothering you. And I would say is least, please, I almost want to say see a nutritionist, because I feel like it would really benefit you, but definitely less fat. Like I think your gallbladder is like saying, hey, or if not that, I'm thinking pancreas, like that area, right? And it's like talking to you. And I'm not, of course, I'm not saying anything's wrong or right or anything in between, but I am saying that I think your GI doctor would even say, you know, cut back on certain things because your body is definitely sensitive to them, but it's actually going to help you in another way. And it's going to fuel you in a different way if you cut back on some of this stuff. And I believe that you're going to change a lot of things, because what they're showing me is like you removing, metaphorically, like a wet blanket almost, like something that's holding you down, something that's holding you back. You're going to totally remove this, and it looks really good. And it looks fluffy and light and free. And this is what I see next in your physical body. Okay. I think changing the type of like fats in your diet, that would really, yeah, you're going to do really well with it. Okay. I feel this. All right. Lean oil like this, you know. All right. Let me see who I said about the moon. Oh, a new moon reading. That's what it was. Renee. Take a peek. Here we go. Yeah, I think we're going to have a little lift too. All right, friendly, here we go. You know what I feel like, and I don't know if this, I'm just going to say it. The first message that I'm getting is like a deeper sleep for you. And I really mean that. And I also feel like a change of something that maybe will help you sleep a little better at night. And I do think you're active in the night, but this will set your course. Like, we're going in new moon Pisces, so then we go to Aries moon for those couple days following that new moon. And so I feel like if something has been, does it make sense that you haven't been sleeping deep enough? Because I feel that, or maybe you're getting some visitation. This isn't a good way. I never mean this negatively. You're getting a little visitation in the night too. I feel this. And honestly, I see a little bit of orb energy around you too at your bedside. Maybe like thinking that you see a light. I don't think you're imagining it, something like this, but I think it's really interesting that you have really good visitors, and it's almost like somebody coming to lift your mood, but you probably instead wake up a little sleepy because you're not sleeping as much. There's some activation around you. So I would say create more sacred space around your bed, in that maybe if there's anything on your dressers or like any decluttering you can do, something like this, keeping a cozy space for yourself where there's maybe changing even your bedding, something more comfortable and cozy, something that helps you sleep a little deeper. Because I could tell you're awake. I don't know if you are consciously waking up in the night, but I could tell you're not sleeping good enough or deep enough. And I think this new moon is going to do that for you. So you're going into a new phase. If you're doing anything in the evening or night that's kind of keeping you, like during the day, maybe a little more exercise. I feel this making you more a little more tired and not so available, I think, for everything around you, because you're attracting a lot of energy right now. There's no doubt about that. And I also believe that getting active in the day, maybe a little walking program or something different to raise, and better sleep. I don't know. This is what I think is going to happen. And don't be afraid of anything that's going on there, because I feel like it's all positive stuff and you're totally safe and protected. But I do think you're having some, you know, friendly guests in the night. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but you guys know I don't say these things lightly. So, but I feel like it's activating something in you. You have also a new beginning coming up ahead. And I like that as well. But you're going to get rid of something that no longer serves a purpose in your life. And you're going to go through a transformation. But starting with the transformation of some of that space is really, really good. And I hope that makes sense. I don't know. You're going to give something up that may be keeping you a little more awake. Then you're going to add a little more walking and tire that part of you out. And then you're not so accessible to the other side, who's very strong in your presence. And I think you have some busy bees that are really fun, but not in the middle of the night, please. So let's see how you do, okay? Okay, I hope that helped. Patricia, hello and welcome. I loved your new photo, by the way. I don't usually notice things that it really jumped at me. You look beautiful. I know you're going through a lot. I've been thinking about you also, and I'm happy that you're here. Let's take a look at you guys here. I'm coming back in the room. Let me see who's next. Okay. Okay, so she's been falling asleep late. Last night I fell asleep 2 a.m., got up at 7. Yeah, we need some good sleep. Mm-hmm. And also in your space, Renee, like clearing whatever it is you used to clear. Like I like a little rose water sometimes. I use a little holy water. Some people use sage. Some people use and I'm not feeling all that for you. I'm actually feeling space clearing, where you have like this, the only thing you're doing in this area is sleeping, you know. I think that'll happen. Let me know how you're doing. Michelle, good morning to you, and Kat, you too. And Lori Love is in the chat room, who you're going to hear at the top of the next hour here in a few minutes. And let me see, I had another question in here that I want to get to. Rebecca, let's take a look at you. And before I do, Mary, I'm just sending all my love to you and your daughter. I don't want to ignore what you just said. And I know it's really hard. I'll be praying for you guys. I know for her, she's strong. And they know they have a lot of things they could do right now for that. So I'm sure they're on top of that. Also, I think her husband's just in tremendous amount of fear as well. So he wants to protect her and he can't. And I think just kind of taking a step back and trying to, I know you're both in this place, obviously. It's very, very scary, but try to take a step back and let him also express fear. And I do believe he has strong boundaries to begin with, which he's, and men have a really difficult time with medical things as well. So they get petrified almost. And I do feel a little bit of that here. And we'll be saying some big prayers for you all. Okay. I don't want to ignore what you're saying, and I see it and I feel you. So I'll be thinking about you all, you know, all the time. And, so I'm glad you're with us all. Okay. There's so much they're doing now that they know how to do. And, I don't know if they're working on breaking that up. I feel like they have to be protective about something else. So I'm sure they're going to, but I know it's a process. So just try to have a little, I know patience is not a virtue, and you're allowed to be whoever you want to be right now. But at the same time, I definitely think they're on top of it, and it's good they found it. Okay. All right. You know, always lean in. I know it's hard to lean in to whatever your belief system is, your higher power, God, you know, always lean in, because as a mom, that's really the only place you have to go. And that's really what can help you the most. And having a little tiny bit of, I think a little time out is good too for you. Okay. I know it's hard to stay away or hard to disconnect a little bit, but giving him a little bit of space as well. I hope that helps. Okay. Rebecca, I'm coming to you. I'm still looking for a job to move out of North Carolina. I'm wondering if you have any messages. Let me take a look. I have my heart set on one location. All right. You know what? I'm good with that location. And I do think they're the second one. And I do not feel like it's far off from your location at all. So I don't know if you scouted out the entire area. I'm thinking this. But I would definitely believe that it's within the vicinity. And I say two removed because I almost feel like two towns over. But within that radius is what I feel happening for you, okay? All right, let's take a peek. I know it's happening. It's happening this year. I have zero doubts about it. But I do feel like it's not going to be immediate. And that's okay with everything going on. So I'm really in a radius of some months between starting more May. But I'm not ruling out the rest of the year either. So hold on a second. I see our time also. Okay, here we go. Oh yeah. Spring looks fantastic. As early as late April, and the sun in Taurus is what they're showing me. So I do feel a position is coming very, very soon. This is my time frame. I'm not budging from it, okay? There is a huge window of opportunity coming to you, and I do see you getting a position and a good one at that. So if you're waiting for somebody to get back in touch with you, I feel very positive about it. I do think there's a divine order here making this happen. So good for you. I do think it's a calling to be where you think you're going. I do think it's in the vicinity. So just know that. Okay. So you might have to go like a town or two. Like it's a little bit divisive as far as like, I don't know why I'm getting two towns, but I am. So I want to stick that. I want to stay with that and see and let us know how you're doing. Okay. All right. All right, everybody. It's time to go. I hope you have the most amazing new moon. And I hope you have a wonderful week. I can't wait to be back with you again. I will see you all tomorrow night over at 1-2 Academy. And I appreciate you all so very much. And I'm looking forward to it. Serena, thank you for being our producer always. And Lori Love is coming up next at the top of the hour. So please stay tuned for Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next. Bye, everybody. See you next week. Happy New Moon. Thank you.
Bye.